You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. It took 10 years of fighting and redesigning, but a new home for professional basketball has arrived in downtown Brooklyn. Today was the ceremonial ribbon cutting of the Barclays Center Arena, home to the NBA's Brooklyn Nets. WNYC reporter Jim O'Grady was there, and he's with us now. Hey, Jim.
Hey.
So tell me how the event was. What happened?
Well, Amy, before the hoops comes the hoopla. And that was today. This was a large event held in the atrium of the arena, which is lined with black granite. And developer Bruce Ratner himself was there to act as the kind of the head cheerleader. He was reveling in the moment. He kept referring to this 10 years that preceded this day of court fights and political wrangling and waiting out the recession. And early on, he introduced his partner, Mikhail Prokhorov, a Russian billionaire, who's now the majority owner of the Nets.
So when I started this, who could have imagined that I'd be standing side by side with a Russian oligarch, cutting a ribbon for a new arena?
So that's right. He called him an oligarch, which in Russian means a wealthy businessman with a lot of political power, and Prokhorov is certainly that. Prokhorov himself spoke and set the tone of the event, which was not very big on understatement.
Not everyone in their lifetime gets to witness the project that changes the face and the destiny of the city. Maybe those who were on the opening of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Wow, changing the face and destiny of the city. What does tell me about the arena. You got to see it up close. I live in that neighborhood. I pass it all the time, but it's been surrounded by construction tape and orange barrels. What does it look like?
Okay, to me, on the outside, it looks like a rusty amoeba. What does it look like to you?
Something like that, yes, like a rusty, twisted O-ring.
Yes, but on the inside, it's quite nice. However, the court is kind of amazing. It's this herringbone pattern of wood and the Nets' old-school black and white logos at center court. So that's really kind of nice on the inside.
The city's Department of Transportation has been given the job of making sure thousands of sports fans and concert goers, Jay-Z, going to do the first of seven shows at the arena starting next week.
They've added two more shows.
Okay. These concert goers can move in and out of downtown Brooklyn at the same time thousands of people are heading to and from work. So what's the plan?
The plan is simple. Take the train. The mayor was there today. Here's what he said.
There is as much mass transit under this building as there is under any place in New York City, even in Manhattan.
He's right about that. There are 11 subway lines on the Long Island Railroad go there. The building seats 19,000 people but only has 500 parking spots, and that's by design to encourage fans to leave their cars at home. But I did speak to a neighborhood resident, Daniel Goldstein, outside the arena this morning, and he is really worried about gridlock.
Everyone supposedly is going to come by subway, but that's not going to happen. So we're going to have, regardless of whatever the plan is, a huge parking problem in the surrounding neighborhoods with people coming to events and driving around and around to find spots.
Daniel Goldstein, a longtime opponent from the get-go of this arena and the Atlantic Yards office, retail, and apartment complex that is supposed to someday surround it. Still protesting it, still in opposition, clearly not to get the arena to go away. It's built, it's open, it's not going away anytime soon. So what are opponents still upset about?
They're just saying that the city hasn't delivered on promises of 10,000 jobs. The office tower that was supposed to hold most of those jobs has been postponed. 2,200 units of affordable housing, construction hasn't started yet. A lot of parkland, there's only a little plaza in front of the arena. They're saying these broken promises cannot stand, basically.
WNYC's Jim O'Grady on the ceremonial ribbon cutting of the new Barclays Center Arena in Prospect Heights in Brooklyn. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Thank you, Amy.